payday lenders and auto title lenders can charge very high interest rates or fees, there are other options for people with low credit scores. They're called consumer finance companies. But an analysis of these operations by the Pew Charitable Trusts finds the installment loans offered by consumer finance companies often cost a lot more than the stated interest rates. Joining us now is Alex Horowitz. He's Senior Research Officer of Pew's Consumer Finance Project. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
Your report indicates these consumer finance company loans are lower than the payday lenders, that the monthly rates are usually more affordable. They are a fairly stable way of getting out of that loan debt. What other advantages over payday lenders or auto title lenders are there with these installment lenders?
Installment loans from consumer finance companies cost about 3 to 4 times less than payday and auto title loans. They also have affordable payments, so we identified a data set of more than 200,000 installment loans. 85% of them had payments of 5% or less of a borrower's paycheck. In the payday loan market, those loans have payments that are usually more than one-third of a borrower's next paycheck, which explains why people take out a two-week loan, but on average they end up in debt for about half the year.
You also note that state laws allow these consumer finance companies to add some extra fees and sell some ancillary services. What are those extra costs to the loans?
So most state laws allow consumer finance companies to sell credit insurance. Credit insurance is a low-value product, meaning rather few of the dollars that are paid in premiums are actually spent on benefits for borrowers. So this is low-value insurance, but it drives up the cost of borrowing by more than a third. In Michigan specifically, small installment loans are mostly unavailable. State law caps interest rates at a low level, but it's given payday lenders special treatment. So that's why in Michigan, the average interest rate for payday loans is 369%. But installment lenders who could make these loans at prices 3 to 4 times lower are not offering this small credit in Michigan at lower prices. Ohio, meanwhile, acted this summer to rein in payday loans and reform that market. So credit is still widely available, but at prices about 3 times lower than what Michigan families pay.
Let's get back to the costs that are added to the loan. How much could this insurance and these fees that they add to these loans from the consumer finance companies add to the cost of a loan? Let's say the interest rate is set at this, that's what you think you're paying, but what you end up paying is what?
So credit insurance on average raises the cost of a loan by 37%. So a borrower may sign up for a loan. The average for installment loans under $1,500 is a borrower signs up for a loan with an APR of 70%.
Wow.
But what they get is effectively a loan with an APR of 90% when you factor in the credit insurance. So 70% sounds very high. It depends on the term and the size of the loan, whether that actually ends up being expensive. Because, for example, a $400 3-month loan for $50, that's around 70% APR. But the installment loans can end up being more expensive than what they look like in the contracts because of credit insurance.
Still, at the same time, as you noted, a lot cheaper than the payday loans. Compared to surrounding states, there are not a lot of these consumer finance companies in Michigan. Illinois, for instance, has 360 branches for every 100,000 people. Michigan has 29 per 100,000 people. Do we know why Michigan has so fewer?
It's because Michigan sets low interest rate limits for loans like this that make them unprofitable. But they've given payday lenders special treatment, so payday lenders don't have to abide by those interest rate limits. So for the most part, installment lenders have stayed out of Michigan, except for the large dollar lenders that offer big loans of, say, $5,000 to $10,000, even $15,000, made to people with relatively high credit scores. But smaller installment lenders who do $400,000, $500,000 loans have stayed out of Michigan because they can't operate profitably there. even though the legislature has given payday lenders special treatment that lets them charge an average of 369%.
Tell me about the reforms that Ohio implemented and how it might have helped its low credit score population.
Ohio got reforms exactly right. A large bipartisan majority passed a bill this July that will bring down the prices of payday loans to about three times lower than where they are in Michigan, but still let lenders charge enough to operate profitably. They also are enabling competition from lower-cost lenders by enabling, say, small installment lenders to come into the state and make these loans, too, at a price that may be lower than where payday lenders end up. So in Michigan, borrowing $400 for 3 months, a consumer would typically pay more than $300 in fees. But under Ohio's new law, borrowing $400 for 3 months would be $109.
Do we have any idea why the legislature has decided that payday lenders should get all this special treatment?
In 35 states, payday lenders operate, and they usually have a carve-out from state interest rate limits. That was an experiment in the 1990s to see whether making payday loans available would help people get through tough times, but that's a failed experiment. As it turned out, payday loans harm consumers because when they take out a two-week loan that takes up more than one-third of their paycheck, they end up in debt for about half the year at interest rates consistently over 300%. Most payday loan borrowers pay more in fees than they originally got in credit.
Your report gave several recommendations for state legislators to consider. We don't have time to go through everything, but hit a couple of the top spots for us.
Sure. State legislatures can protect consumers by essentially doing what Ohio did. That means lower prices, affordable payments, and reasonable time to repay. If legislatures enact laws that hit those three while keeping credit available, then they've made consumers better off without a trade-off in access to credit. Ohio also was able to avoid large origination fees and no credit insurance on these small loans, so they avoided the two pitfalls that plague the installment loan market while doing all three of those right as part of the trifecta. So that means that costs are spread evenly, prices are lower, and payments are affordable.
Alex Horowitz is Senior Research Officer of Pew's Consumer Finance Project. You can find the report, or at least a summary of it. It's called State Laws Put Installment Loan Borrowers at Risk at the Pew website. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for your time.